Mede boodschap bij de natuur wordt vier dagen mede gebruikt bij de baarders. Mede boodschap bij de natuur wordt van hart, wordt van hart. In the ones from heart, the ones from family members, in the hearts of all of us here, all the students, the benefactors of this organization, those who give up the life of the organization, bring service to the Sinemitism of Buddha in all their hearts. May it be generated in the hearts of all the sentient beings, and particularly in the hearts of the sentient in this world, and particularly in the hearts of all the leaders of the, all the leaders of this world, and particularly in the, also in the minds of all the groups, gangsters, or the Maos, or the terrorists, or whatever, all the different groups who whose intention only to harm others, and to harm the sentient beings, and totally to change the intention of harm into bodhicitta, only benefiting others. These are the past, present, which are managed by the material managed by the bodies. That which is like dream. May the eye, which is like dream, achieve Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which is like dream. Lead all the sentient beings who are like dream to that enlightenment which is like dream. By myself alone who is like dream. by meditating everything like dream, the purpose to affect the mind to get the idea is empty. Not empty of itself, but empty what is lived by mind, but empty of the hallucination, projected hallucination, the true existent appearance projected on the mere level eye, mere level sentient beings, mere level enlightenment, mere level. Merits all the truly existent appearance, hallucination we projected, that our mind projected on all these phenomena, covered all these phenomena which exist in mere name, merely in the mind, but completely covered. As I mentioned before, the animal then shoot glue, cover that insect body by shooting again, that the insect's body is completely covered by this kind of glue, so like that. So made everything real. Real in the sense existing from their own side. instead appearing them back, merely labeled by the mind, appearing that existing mere name, merely imputed by the mind, instead appearing this way as they are, but appeared back. Totally false, but appeared back totally false, of the mind merely imputed the phenomena, isn't that? Then appeared back totally something else, false. False eye, false mind, false body, false others, false cushion, false gomba, false floor, false ceiling, false statue, false shoes, false dinner, false kitchen. 진 false pledge, fraudulent. So appeared something, appeared totally something else. truly existent appears. totally something else which is not there. Appeared totally, when it appeared back totally something else which is not there, which you can find. If you look for, you can't find anywhere. neither in the universe, neither in this universe, nor on that base. Nowhere you can find if you look for. So always not there. So therefore all these phenomena are totally empty of existing from the outside. So that's what we need to practice mindfulness. That's what we need to realize. Only by realizing the ultimate nature of emptiness and the Buddha's wisdom, only then we can end our samsara, which continuation has no beginning. But if we realize emptiness, we develop wisdom. not any what is called emptiness, but by realizing Prasangika, the four schools of Buddhist philosopher, the fourth one, Madhyamaka school, the second one, Prasangika school, by realizing emptiness, the unmistakable right view, that which is the Prasangika school view, that only by this we will end the oceans of our samsara suffering and achieve the everlasting happiness. And we can liberate with this experience we can liberate others who are numberless, suffering in samsara, and liberate them from the oceans of samsara suffering. So the purpose of my life is to free numberless entanglements from the from all the suffering of samsara, and bring them to enlightenment. Therefore, I must teach them that. Therefore, I'm going to be food offering. to Guru Padang Sangha, and yoga of eating. I'm going to practice yoga of eating, and make charity to sentient beings, and charity sentient beings living in one's own body, all those sentient beings living in one's body, and bring them to enlightenment by revealing Dharma to them. When they become a human being, through the connection that I made charity to them at this time. So that is the Bodhisattva, so we are eating, say, yoga will be eating, Bodhisattva, so we will be eating food. To practice Dharma, to eat the food just for that. not eating with the attachment. So that that basic thing called yoga eating, where we're eating, going to respect. That's what I say. So according to Tantra, we're eating 有个围巾，给我烫出来。Not eating with this ordinary body, with ordinary appearance and concept, by purifying this and emptiness, this ordinary appearance and concept, purifying and emptiness, this truly extant appearance and concept, and that, or as an ordinary person, ordinary is food, ordinary person, so, by purifying entrance, wisdom, the understanding of this, also wisdom, into pure appearance, then, not only one's of a deity, the food and nectar. as well as the thoughts of mandala. So, then, offering as a soul, oneself the guru deity, oneself guru deity, being a soul offering. Scriptures that was in any direction. you collect more merit than having met offering to all those holy objects, each bite, each drink, by offering yourself to Guru. So, more merit, much more merit than offering just a deity. So you collect most extensive merit with its eating, with its drinking, then it becomes also extremely powerful purification, purifying of karma, and each time we become closer to enlightenment. This way, this way, even one is not living in the pure, even this way, even one is not living in the pure morality, pure vows, so that the offerings offered by with the devotion by other, by the benefactors, so it doesn't become pollution. It doesn't endanger clarity of mind. Clarity of mind. It doesn't obscure, and it doesn't interfere to develop realizations. It doesn't become pollution, and also it doesn't become dead, coming debts to the people who are fruit. It doesn't become coming debts to the man, and that which become pollution, say, which is like poison. Then here with the tantric practice, especially with tantric practice, yeah, with offering talk or doing a five puja, then become, let's say, as a medicine, it's completely transformed into medicine, the poison into medicine like that. Only to purify the karma and collect a stand merit and to achieve enlightenment quickly. Yeah. So they will think the food is just general. Yeah, just general about the particular the tantra practice which I mentioned before. The blessing. So all the food in the kitchen transformed into nectar. All the food in the kitchen that the cooks are waiting to serve, or unable to wait. Anyway, so the transformed into nectar in a jewel container, in an extended jewel container. So number is the oceans of nectar food. By reciting this mantra, blessing this mantra, number is the Buddha's, each one receives skies of nectar food. So the mantra has this power. You know, just recite Om Ahum. I do go to the, when I do remember. So Om Ahum, going to tantric, high tantric practice, that, but also you do this long mantra, cultural offerings, because there's so many unbelievable benefit to recite this mantra. However, numberless Buddhas, each one receives skies of nectar offerings. Without even just that first one is incredible. This benefit, that even the very first, the one benefit of this mantra, just even that one is unbelievable. By reciting words of truth, then how many you have visualized offerings? How many you have visualized offerings? Then they receive that many extensive offerings as how many you have visualized. So second one has that power. So number is not offering. Offer to Chenesik as a visualizer. That's all good without Sangha. That's all good without Sangha. All the temptation are objects. All the 10 directions. generated impulse. Now, offer, this is also natural food, not just natural food. It was all the temples with Dharma Sangha. It was all the temples with Dharma Sangha. By the maintaining the essence, Guru. Statues, stupas, scriptures, other various forms of holy objects. Although every single holy object that which are in the 10 directions. Now offer to receive a this Buddha for success. So it means offering, even just offering the Medici Buddha, it becomes incredible cause of success. Your wishes to be fulfilled. Offer to the Buddha Sarasadagaba so that you can fulfill the wishes of sentient beings, happens instantly, as Buddha Sarasadagaba does. You offer to 1,000 times generously. You get the same merit, having met often to so many billions and billions of Buddhas, and to generate great compassion so that one can take full responsibility to liberate all the sentient beings from those of all the options of some sort of sufferings. Enlightenment is possible. Now, this nectar food, you may share it with every hell beings, every hungry ghost, every animal, every human being, every soul being, every asura being, every mystery. They all fully enjoy the options of nectar food and purified all their defilements. Liberate from all the sufferings of samsara, and they will become enlightened by completing the path in their heart. And they will become the deity that one practices. Numberless obstacles. So now we dedicate the merits that. Now, so many times, now, limitless scars of merit credit with the Bodhicitta motivation at the beginning. Then all those different the merit field that we offered one after another. We credit so many times limitless scars of merit. And the last one, by having met charity to all the significance. So, did all the past, present, which are made as clear by me, three times as clear by others. Numberless individuals who died in the evolution of this food. Numberless individuals died, who created karma harm others, who suffered in the evolution of this food, the long run evolution of this food. And people who did work, and people who did cooking. So, including all these sentient beings, and then all the rest of the sentient beings, maybe in the baby say, I raised the way from Triple Gems, Buddha Sangha. Always collect merit by making offering, and it's a blessing of Triple Gems. That which is realization, from Guru to Krishna, to enlightenment, specifically like, may the base lies with one's heart, in the hearts of all the sentient beings, in the hearts of oneself, in the hearts of all those sentient beings who suffered, died, creating karma, worked for this food. Then if there's a benefit to them, also include the benefit to food. And all the rest with sentient beings. Without delay, even a second, to actualize all this path. With one son of all this, all those sentient beings died, suffered, creating karma for this food, and all the rest with sentient beings. So in emptiness nothing exists. No I, no merits, no sentient being, no enlightenment, nothing. So while you are focused on that, then the mind is labeled this and that. Die Leute treten einem jetzt gleich dabei mit. So mein Leben ist das. Mit dem Bildung ist das. Weil ihr Fokus an mich nehmt ist. Die Leute passen, wenn sie mir das kommen, die einem jetzt gleich dabei sind, dann sind sie empty. Und die Leute passen, wenn sie mir das kommen, die einem jetzt gleich dabei sind. Und I achieve, würde ich sagen, das Enlightenment, or so did this Enlightenment, and lead others in the wings to that Enlightenment, by myself alone. So please enjoy the nectar for all night. Okay, maybe there's short teaching after that, not sure, so maybe there might be maybe there's some short teaching after that. If you really enjoy the food. It's okay.